Mr. Haldeman, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, on the information side, I forgot to be sure you, I don't know, I suppose you covered him, be sure you covered Dole tonight.
Right.
Was that done?
Yep.
And how about Cabot Lodge?
Yep.
He was covered?
Yes, sir.
And Bruce was covered?
Bruce was covered, right.
Both will be asked.
Yes, sir. David Bruce and Lodge are both on Henry's list.
And the other cabinet people, I just assume, will be called.
They're being called and just told
to listen.
You know, that you particularly wanted to be sure they listened.
Good.
Called with a message from you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And McGregor's going to hang on to the Republican leaders after the briefing and have them have dinner here and then watch the thing so that he can ride herd on them.
Okay.
On statements, you know, post speech statements.
Let's all get behind the president's back.
We had a very good session with. Marshall Green and Bob McCloskey and Dan Henkin and
yeah.
Warren Nutter.
Yeah.
To and with Henry and we got
Haig said it was very good. They
it went very well.
Got Haig got Henry away from the nitpicking.
Yeah,
and
well,
the positive thing.
The first time around he was a little on the wrong track.
But he was on the track. I bet you that his original draft
in the negotiations.
You know.
And it became kind of a negative sort of defensive approach instead of the.
Yeah.
I just wonder
as I look at my draft if it's got too much of the crap on the negotiations on September blank, on November blank, and all that crap. But we can't do anything about it now.
I think you're probably okay. But he just started that way and finally got to the other, and by then, you know, it kind of set the tone in the wrong direction. He realized that we had a good session afterwards. It worked damn well.
Well, you see, the way I've done this, though, I think the way that if my draft is, as you come to think about it, does answer that, because I start right out on the positive note.
That's right.
For a plan for
peace. And that's the key.
And Henry doesn't do that in his draft, you see. That was the difference. Okay. What is the...
What
is our own staff? Do they see the importance of it, or most of them probably don't realize
it? Nope, very much so. And
they do?
Oh, hell yes.
Well, I knew fellows like Ziegler would, because he's pretty sophisticated. But what about the average? What about
No, they very much do.
They have.
Very much do. And we had, Henry had Elliot Richardson in the staff thing, and Elliot did a hell of a good job of putting it in the positive context and
good.
Where it fits and all, step right up to it.
Because he knew.
That's it.
That's what I meant. A fellow that knows, Bob, but the one thing I'm concerned about this is that it's so boring and so complicated that a lot of people just don't, you know, say, for Christ's sakes, I mean, here we go again, Vietnam, blah, 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 blah.
Well, except that you got the drama of the twos move and the
secret meeting?
Secret talk.
Do you think that's drama?
Hell yes.
Well, hope so. Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Right on.